Welcome to the Motivate Me Book Club. We read and challenge books to motivate us. Follow along as we uncover what may or may not work from these books, provide tools and resources for your goals, and interview people who have found a path to success through their reading. Join us to kick ass at achieving your goals faster and easier than before, one book at a time. Motivate Me Book Club is here to motivate you. Another episode of the Motivate Me Book Club is here for you today. How are you doing? How has everything been going? I've been having such a great time with these books, and I'm so impressed even with myself and the interactions I've been getting with everybody, because this is the 26th episode, and I've been listening to quite a lot of other motivational podcasts. And one of the interesting things is that a lot of people like to give up on projects, and everybody has these dreams and aspirations, but not a lot of follow through. It's kind of like you give a little bit of effort, but then with the first few roadblocks or challenges, that project or determination drops. But I have to say that it has had challenges. This hasn't been an easy road to get this podcast going or to keep it underway and release a new episode on a weekly basis, but it's worked. And 26 weeks later, here we are. We're still going. So thank you to everybody who's been supportive and who keeps listening and contributing. And I definitely want this to grow and to spread. So I'm trying to figure out ways to do that. If you have any suggestions on how you get podcasts kind of distributed, I've been talking to people about leaving feedback and comments and liking and subscribing and that kind of thing. So that's been helpful, but it's all about the momentum and it's all about keeping it going. So without further ado, let me introduce to you the next book. We are going to be taking a bit of a self-help guidance now. A lot of the books are going to be about the way we think, about habits, about success in our personal life, in our professional life, about goals, about business. But I think we need to really look at ourselves as our own people and our own stewards of our lives and really take an introspective look. So this is The Four Agreements by Mexican author Don Miguel Ruiz. Who's familiar with it? The Four Agreements. This is our next book, and it stems from the ancient Toltec culture in Mexico. This culture didn't have any written records left during their presence more than 1,000 years ago, which is really impressive. So it's been passed on through pictures and words of mouth, and Don Miguel Ruiz has now taken these principles and applied them to living a most fulfilled life of personal freedom. He suggests that everything a person does is based on the agreements they make in life. Now, how is that possible? Well, it seems as though there's only about 4 agreements that we need to keep on our to-do list. So let's give this book a go. Let's see if it can apply to us, and check in a little bit later. So grab your copy, grab your audiobook, but I have a little bit of an argument for reading. Although we introduce the next book in this episode, it's kind of my sneaky plug on why I think people should be reading. There's 4 reasons that are the top for me, so hear me out. The first one is that science shows you get better sleep. Now, that is a no-brainer for anybody in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. I think one of the biggest things that we all have in our lives is that we want to have better sleep. And studies show that reading helps reduce our stress levels. Psychologists believe that all you need is about 6 minutes to distract and ease the tension that you're experiencing so that you can have a much more relaxed state once you fall asleep. I know a lot of people do have this habit of reading in bed before they go to bed. I used to do that with studying in university, and that would put me out like a light. And I guess it's more attributed to the fact that I was distracting myself from any physical tension I was experiencing and therefore would just pass out. It didn't really help my economics quizzes and exams, because it was usually when I was reading or studying my economics textbook that would occur. I would get really engrossed and and interested in my biology textbooks, so I would stay up a little bit later, I guess, with those ones. But I think regardless, it shows that when we can distract ourselves, we reduce stress by up to 68% from what we're experiencing, and therefore leads to a better sleep. So maybe a new pattern would be to sleep or to try to read just a little bit each night, even if it is what puts you out. The second reason I'm going to suggest that reading is very helpful is that it creates more empathy in our lives. Being highly emotive or having a higher EQ, an empathy quotient, is going to ease your frustration in life. This allows you to be able to connect with others, to communicate more effectively, and just have a greater understanding of those people around you. By reading, you're exposing yourself to different ways of thinking. You're going to be challenging your own perspectives, and you might not always agree or accept it, but at least you can see what else is out there and what differs from your own understandings. And therefore, you'll have a greater appreciation of where people are coming from their cultures, from their points of view, and also a greater awareness of yourself, of where you stand in life, and how there are people that won't agree with you but can respect your perspective too. So having higher empathy will be one of the better kinds of results that happen from reading more. Another great reason, and scientifically backed, is that you aren't going to lose your mind as quickly as others. Frequent brain exercise has been shown that reading and other kinds of activities like that decreases your mental decline and those of the elderly by 32%. So if you are a frequent reader, if you're going to be giving yourself that mental stimulation, you are going to have 2.5 times less of a likelihood of developing Alzheimer's than those that watch TV, engage on their phones and social media, just scrolling. When you actually read more substantial, intellectual, stimulating content, you're going to be giving yourself a brain exercise and keeping yourself sharper for longer. And finally, my top reason for why reading is a really good thing and should be one of our most substantial habits is that you are going to be surrounding yourself with people that you admire and or want to be like. We are the average of the 5 people that we spend the most time with. That comes from Jim Rohn. He's a motivational speaker, one of Luke's favorites. And it's true. If we look at the people that we spend the most time with, we start to emulate them. We also start to act exactly like what the average of them are. So if you think about the people who are in your life that you interact with the most, ask yourself these questions. Do they make you feel like you have what it takes to reach your goals? Do they support you? Do they make you feel attractive? Do you feel happy and energized after spending time with them? The answers to these should be yes. You should feel like you have the ability to achieve your goals and that there's support out there and that you're doing something good, that people are drawn to you, and that makes you feel really good inside. So if this isn't happening, it's maybe not a situation that you can escape from, because maybe the 5 closest people to you are your coworkers or your family. And at this point in time, you might not have a choice of who those people are. And yeah, we can't always choose your family, but you could choose some of the people that you spend more of your time with and try to increase it with those that do lift you up and that are there for you. One way you can do this is by finding books by authors that speak to you. Mel Robbins, Richard Branson, Tony Robbins, John C. Maxwell, Simon Sinek, Charles Duhigg. We have all of these books that all these authors have written, and I've just named off a couple of these ones that are bigger in the popularity sphere at the moment. And they may not be the ones that speak to you, but if you follow them on social media platforms and read their books, what you're going to be doing is creating an environment where the people that should lift you up are there. maybe not personally, maybe not in a one-on-one, talked face-to-face kind of way, but you're going to feel like you can relate to them. You're going to feel like you understand them and that they understand you. So this is a perfect, easy way to include more people in your life that you want to emulate and be the average of. You can consider these four great reasons why you should read a hard copy of The Four Agreements. See what I did there? I didn't even think of that before this episode was recorded, so I'm just ahead of my own game here. Well, grab your copy, folks. We're going to be starting this book now and talking about it soon. This has been the Motivate Me Book Club, presented by Pineapple Gin. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. Click the subscribe button to get the latest episode as it lands. Leave a rating, review, or comment to help us out, and share with friends the podcast, the book club, or even parts of the books that helped you. Motivate Me Book Club is here to motivate you.